All right. We've got training this upcoming week, Monday, September 23rd through Friday, September 27th. But before we get into that, remember October 5th, Saturday, October 5th, we're celebrating 9 years at CFA. And doing so, we'll be doing a fundraiser for Barbells for Boobs. You should have received several emails from me already regarding how to sign up for it. Donate $40, come in and do the 30 clean jerks with us at 9 a.m. that Saturday, or $30 and I'll give you a t-shirt. Remember, this Wednesday, the 25th, if I don't have your t-shirt size in by close of business is going to be 7:30 p.m. You won't be able to get a t-shirt because that by then I'll send off the order to Steph and for her to get the order done. So anyways, get that stuff in. Hope to see everybody there. Thank you for the continued support. Shout out to Felina, Wasil, Court, and Greg. They've been at CFA for 9 years, basically within the first 30 days of opening up. They've been with me from the get-go. A couple of you guys will hit 9 years later on in 2020. Those four folks have been with me basically from the beginning. So let's go into the training. Monday, the 23rd, we're going to work up to heavy thruster, take 15 minutes. Then we're going to do Fran, 21, 15, 9. 21 thrusters, 21 pull-ups, 15, 15, 9, 9. I put an 8 minute cap on this. I don't think it should take any of you longer than that if you've put on the right amount of weight and have scaled the pull-ups accordingly. Fun little fact, in the 10 plus years I've been doing CrossFit, I have yet to do Fran. I've started a couple times, but it got interrupted while being at the gym, so I could not finish. Oh, darn. And I won't be doing it on Monday. Tuesday, we're going to be doing some single arm and single leg work, so expect a lot of dumbbells and kettlebells on Tuesday. Wednesday is endurance day. You're going to run a mile, come back in, and you're going to complete 2,000 meters either on the rower or a ski erg. Or ladies, 60 calories on the bike, fellas, 80 calories on the bike. So it'll be first come, first serve. If you come back in and everything's already taken, grab a jump rope and start jumping. You'll jump rope until something opens up and you hop back on. Once you finish your 2,000 meters or calories on the bike, you're out that door for another mile run. Remember, this training is I want you to be moving for 35, 45 minutes nonstop, but not at a high intensity. Nice and easy talking pace. Heart rate's still up and you're still sweating, still having some fun. Thursday, we're going to do some sumo deadlifts. We're going to work up to a heavy 3 rep touch and go. So that means as soon as the weights touch the ground, you're pulling it back up. You're not stopping or re-gripping. Touch and go, touch and go. For the conditioning that day, looks like we got some push-ups, double unders, RDLs, and burpees. Two different things going on there. Four movements, but two different conditioning. Then you've got on Friday, you're gonna take 15 minutes, work up to a 1 rep max on the strict press. And it looks like we got 10 rounds of 10 wall balls and 10 kettlebell swings. Should be quick and painful. Anyways, guys, that'll be the training for next week. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. Looking forward to seeing everybody on Monday and Tuesday. Hope the weekend was good.